¿Cómo se? What is ego ani? Bujo. That was Indigenous. Indigenous now have a new CD out called Things We Do. And we've been featuring them over the past few weeks. And we'll probably bring more of that CD to you in the near future. We're now going to feature Mary Lou sharing some of the announcements of things happening in and around the London area.
Miigwech, Dan. You can look forward to seeing the next full moon that will be on April 30th, and the next new moon will be on May 15th. Happening this Wednesday at Fanshawe College, there's going to be a social. It's going to start at 11 a.m. in the B Gym, and the MCs will be Dean George and Russell Blackbird. And if you need some information, you can call 452-4430, extension 4619. And also on Wednesday, April 21st at 1 p.m., if you have the Knowledge Channel on your TV, you can tune in and see Coppermine, which is all about the first contact of the Northwest Territories Copper Inuit with European settlers and the subsequent tuberculosis epidemic that followed. Nairman will be having a potluck dinner and social taking place on April 22nd at 5 p.m., so come out to Nairman and share one of your favorite recipes. After supper, there will be a social featuring a local Ojibwe drum. So give Wanda Miracle a call at 672-0131 for further information if you need any. The 13th Annual Traditional Awareness Gathering, otherwise known as the Toronto Elders Conference, will take place on the weekend of April 24th and 25th. The conference is taking place at the Colony Hotel at 89 Chestnut Street behind City Hall, that's in the Chinatown area, in case you don't know. The theme this year is Aguego, which means all of us, and some of the verified elders are Vern Harper, Winona Ariaga, Lillian Pitwanaquit, Ernie Benedict, Anna Manitwabi, Ella Waki, and Janice Longboat. Rates this year are $35 for an adult for both days and $20 for an adult if you're only taking in one day. And admission is free for elders and children. For more information or if you'd like to get group rates, you can call Mary Fox at 964-9087. That's the local Friendship Center in Toronto, and ask for extension 333. Nairman is looking for volunteers to form a committee to get the powwow going again. You can give Wanda Miracle a call at 672-0131. I haven't heard yet if she's gotten anything going yet, so might still be some time. There's going to be a really big food sale at Nairman that will be put on by the grandmas and grandpas. This will happen on Thursday, April 29th. From 12 to 3 p.m. On the menu that day is salt pork on fry bread, yellow-eyed beans and fry bread, corn soup, fry bread, and Indian cookies. For more information, call 672-0131, and I'm sure they'll be glad to see you there, so bring some friends. Volunteer awards nights will take place at Nairman on Thursday, May 13th, beginning at 6 p.m. Nairman would like to show their appreciation for all the volunteers that donate their time and energy throughout the year. You can look forward to receiving an invitation by calling 672-0131 to get your name on the list. Renowned Tuscarora Seer Ted Silverhand will be reading at the Native Canadian Center in Toronto on Wednesday, May 5th through till Saturday, May 15th. Appointments are already being booked, so remember to book yours early so you won't miss out. The readings are beginning each day at 11:45, and if you're interested in having a session with Ted Silverhand, and this would include a tape of your session at $75 per person per session, call the Native Canadian Center in Toronto at area code 416-964-9087. The 4th Annual First Nations Day will take place at the Sky Dome this year on Tuesday, May 18th, with a game time at 7:05 p.m. The teams will be the Toronto Blue Jays host the Detroit Tigers. Tickets are $15 each, and we would like to congratulate the Chippewas of Sarnia First Nation for being the host of this year's event. If you need more information or have someone in mind to nominate for a Top Students Award, call Trudy Maness Wilson at 519-336-8410. Aboriginal Voices is having a really big arts festival that will take place June 16th through till June 21st. There will be an Aboriginal Film Festival as well as a performance by John Trudell. There will be a Buffalo Jump Parade to take place on the 21st, and this will be led by the Unity Peace Riders, who is being led by Arvo Looking Horse. There's all types of festivities planned for this event, and Gary Farmer is in charge, and he's going to keep us updated and informed as the date gets closer, and everything is going to be taking place at the Harbour Front in Toronto. And also on June 21st here in London, there will be celebrations for First Nations Solidarity Day, and I guess it's going to happen in Harris Park, and it's going to kick off with a sunrise ceremony in the morning, and then there's going to be festivities going on all day, so stay tuned for more details about that. NARMN's having their annual general meeting, and that's going to take place at NARMN at 260 Coldburn Street on Wednesday, June 23rd. The festivities will start with a barbecue that will begin at 5:30. Then the community meeting will begin at 7. Also, there will be nominations held for the board of directors, and I noticed that there are 3 seats available right now. And it's your duty as a community member to volunteer your time to help out the Native Friendship Center. So they need all kinds of help to keep it running on a daily basis. So give them a call at 672-0131 and see if you qualify to be a board member. And that's all I have for now, Dan.
Miigwech, Mary Lou. The Leonard Peltier Defense Committee announced a press conference will be held with Danielle Mitterrand, the widow of the ex-premier of France, Premier François Mitterrand. And this press conference is going to be held in Washington, D.C. at Amnesty International headquarters. And it will be about the human rights violations in regards to the case of Leonard Peltier. And then on the following Friday, April the 30th, Danielle Mitterrand will be meeting with Leonard Peltier at the Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary in Leavenworth, Kansas. So that will be taking place April 29th and 30th in Kansas. I'd like to read to you about a conference taking place in Windsor from June 14th to the 17th, the theme of which is From Within These Walls, Advancing Aboriginal Education from the Inside Out. In the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples 1993 report on the development of a research agenda for an integrated research plan, The commission stated that there are enormous gaps that remain in our knowledge in this field, how Aboriginal people are incorporating traditional values and ways of knowing into their decision-making processes, nor has any significant amount of research been undertaken since the 1970s on Aboriginal people in urban areas. Despite the fact that most Aboriginal people live in towns and cities across Canada. It is the intention of this conference, in keeping with this statement, to accept papers which address this disappointing reality. And these are some of the suggestions about papers that they would like to see. The validation of traditional knowledge within post-secondary education. How does education theory work? Utilizing traditional models of learning. Non-Aboriginal instructors, professors, what is their role? Is there a historical, philosophical, constitutional rationale for cultural curriculum? Can education be an instrument for healing? The culture of institutional power. How does a university or college adapt develop a curriculum, and what are those models of delivery? The task of the Aboriginal counselors within the institutions, contradictions in post-secondary institutions, and is there a need for an Aboriginal university and or college? Okay, so that's, if you'd like more information about this at the University of Windsor, you can contact us at smoke signals at extension 5304. And another conference that's taking place in Toronto is the Riding the Back of the Feathered Serpent. It's on the Zapatista Struggle, and it's the transformation through alternative communication. And it's presented by the Food for Chiapas group, and it's going to be at Ryerson Polytechnical University, and it's going to be at the Rogers Communication Center. The date of this conference is going to be on May 8th from 9 o'clock in the morning to 7 p.m. at Ryerson Polytechnic University in the Eden Theater, 80 Gold Street, Toronto. And we have the contact numbers. Now, the conference format, there will be panels and there will be a live broadcast of the whole conference. And it will include a live audio and video feed of panelists, a live chat line so that those logged on can discuss issues with each other and pose questions to the panelists. And broadcasts of videos about Chiapas culture, social and political environment by Indigenous people in Chiapas addressing these issues and by other documentary makers. So this is, why is this conference happening? This conference seeks to offer information about Indigenous issues and to get the message out of both the oppression and the aspirations of the people of Chiapas, whose concerns echo the concerns of all peoples. This conference will also offer practical solutions for grassroots communications. The Zapatistas have used the internet creatively to get their Indigenous message out, to educate and to involve communities worldwide in their struggle and the struggles of all oppressed peoples. And many Mayan people of Chiapas have been conducting a campaign of Indigenous resistance since first contact with the Europeans, and more recently, since the implementation of the North America Free Trade Agreement in January 1994, they are demanding local autonomy, access to health care and education, and the return of traditional farming plots. The Mexican government has refused to implement negotiated treaties. The Mexican army now surrounds a large territory throughout the highlands and the rainforest regions inhabited by unarmed Mayans. Low-intensity warfare has included support of paramilitary squads who murder and disappear Mayan people, and many other tactics designed to intimidate the Mayans to leave their lands. The finalized agenda will be made available by this week. We have a working agenda. Now, they have a CD out as well, and their CD is entitled Riding the Back of the Feathered Serpent, Songs for Chiapas. Artists featured on the CD include Eulalie, the Aboriginal vocal trio that recently appeared on the soundtrack to the movie Smoke Signals, Kanatan Aski, Oneida comedian Charlie Hill, Juno-nominated singer Jenny Lozan, Chilean vocalist Alejandra Nunez, and Mexican folk singer Emilio Capistrán, and many more. And for a working agenda, the rough itinerary is that from 9 to 9:30 will be an opening ceremony. From 9:30 to 10:30, there will be the first panel on Indigenous rights, Indigenous restoration, and the situation in Chiapas. This will be followed by a break, and then from 10:45 to 11:45, the second panel, Free Trade and How It Has Affected Traditional Communities in Canada and Mexico, Fair Trade and How It Can Help. From 11:45 to 12:45, there will be lunch in the foyer, and this will be accompanied by live performances by Juno-nominated performer Jenny Lozan and Emilio Capistrán singing revolutionary Mexican songs and both artists are featured on the CD. And then from 12:45 to 2:30, the workshops will be taking place again. And then a special workshop at 2:45, Freedom of the Press and Accurate Dissemination of Information. And the last workshop from 4 to 5, The Alternative Media Communications Using the Internet and Their Uses. So it's this is interesting. I believe their confirmed speakers are, that they have, are Gord Peters, ex-regional chief for Ontario, Johnny Mohawk, and Yvonne Dion Buffalo, professors of American Studies at New York in Buffalo, New York. Anna Dashgard, expert on NAFTA and the multilateral agreement. Carrie Appel for the Human Bean Coffee Trading Company. Joseph Leon from Native American Calling, and Pedro Sanchez from the CBC, and Peter Hart from Paper Tiger TV, and Brian Wright McLeod from the local radio station CKLN. If you'd like more information on this conference, contact us at Smoke Signals. We're now going to close this week with the Gourd Song. The Gourd Song comes from the CD Thayan Gaya. This is what they say in Kiowa. And that's a CD by Dave Copenhaver and Philip Yogi Bread. And we will not be here next week. We will have a guest host coming in to bring you to further the journey along the Red Road here on Smoke Signals. But we will be here the following weekend, May the 1st. So onagi wahe for this week. Kulamose onagi wahe.